Welcome, image bearers. Ephesians 6, 12 through 18. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. And as we are learning about how to pray for all kinds of prayers and requests, we look at our spiritual formation verse that comes from 1 Samuel 1, 9 through 20. Hannah was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. Hannah was distressed for two things. She was unable to have children, and she had a rival. That rival was severely taunting and abusing her over not being able to have children, and because she kept praying to God about it, who was obviously in that season not answering that prayer. Yet she didn't even entertain the tormentor. She maintained her secure stance and belief in the Lord and sought Him, giving Him all of her grief, knowing He alone is the one who can resolve her deep trauma. Her distress was not toward her rival. She didn't seek anger or revenge. She lamented with God. Are our prayers so open with the Lord? Her dedication to the Lord is so sincere that she is willing to give back the very thing she is asking for. What was the last thing you asked God for? Are you willing to give it back to the Lord when He answers the request?
Hi, I'm Sophie. I'm a senior and I have attended the school since 10th grade. This week's attribute is God is holy, meaning He is one who is reliable, constant, loyal, unwavering, steadfast, and dependable. Some scriptures that describe the Lord as this would be Isaiah 5:16, which says, "But the Lord of hosts is exalted in justice. The holy God shows Himself holy in righteousness." Revelations 15:4 says, "Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify Your name? For You alone are holy. All nations will come and worship You, for Your righteous acts have been revealed." And Psalm 111, verse 9 says, "He sent redemption to His people. He has commanded His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name."
God, we praise You for being holy. We praise You for being Hannah's God. Praise You for her faith and for her vulnerability and her devotion to You. We praise You for the example of her prayer, because she knows that You are reliable, constant, loyal, and unwavering, steadfast, and dependable. We thank You for the example in Your word that shows us how we can come to You with everything, with all kinds of prayers. Father, thank You for teaching us to pray. Thank You for drawing close to us. Thank You for loving us. God, we confess that we do not see You the way that Hannah sees You. God, I pray that You would help us to see You exalted. God, I pray that we would glorify You with the answers to the prayers that we pray, so that all nations will come and worship You. For Your righteous acts have been revealed through Your saints who will praise You for answering them. God, give us words to declare the ways that we are waiting for You and the ways that You are answering us, and give us hearts fully devoted to You. And now we want to pray scripture about this attribute over our loved ones. Remember, in the long silent pause, say the name of whoever the Holy Spirit is guiding you to pray for. We are praying from 1 Peter 1, 15 through 16. Lord, just as You who called are holy, so may be holy in all they do. For it is written, "Be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy."
This week we pray for teachers' well-being. May teachers be strengthened and refreshed at our school. May teachers have patience and care for students and parents. May they have quality time with their own families. We ask, Lord, for students to submit to their teachers' authority.
Our concluding question: what is suffering? Suffering is the experience of physical, emotional, or spiritual pain, a mark of life in a fallen world. Suffering is real and mysterious, but never meaningless, because God makes use of suffering to shape our character and increase our faith. See Psalm 34:18, Romans 5:3-5, 2 Timothy 2:12. And may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed week. For more info on concluding questions, check out the book by Trevin Wax and Thomas West, The Gospel Way Catechism.